Well, it's certainly not just the weather reports that we've all been glued to. Late last night, a lot of us were glued to our televisions watching the Tigers. It was the bottom of the 10th inning, and the umpire called strike three on Miguel Cabrera. And with that, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series, sweeping the Detroit Tigers in four brutally efficient games. Tiger skipper Jim Leland summed it all up after the game.
First of all, congratulations to Bruce Bochy and the San Francisco Giants. Obviously, there was no doubt about it. They swept us. So there was certainly, you know, no bad breaks, no fluke. I tip my hat to them. Simple. They did better than we did.
Yeah, you could practically hear the groan of disappointment echoing all around Michigan, probably starting right in the box where Tigers owner Mike Ilitch and his family watched it all end for the Tigers' 2012 season. Denise Ilitch has been there with her family's team through the playoff run and the World Series. She joins us now. So, Denise, how bad is your case of the World Series blues today?
Well, I think I'm calling it World Serious now instead.
Were you as surprised as all of us just seeing the way that all came down?
Yes, I think we all were. I don't think it's certainly something we wouldn't have predicted. But, you know, it's sports, and it's just not predictable. Things happen, and that's what makes sports so exciting and at the same time sometimes so disappointing.
Denise, how did your dad react at the end when it was all over? What did he say?
Well, honestly, there were so many people in the suite, and he sits in a different area, and so he left immediately, and we have not been able to talk to him, but I can say that I'm sure he was incredibly disappointed, but at the same time, I think he's very proud of his ball club. He has been throughout all season, and while we are incredibly disappointed in losing the World Series, it's been a wonderful season. And, you know, when you've got 30 teams and two teams are left standing, we won the pennant, and we played in the World Series, and so we're trying to make the best of that.
You know, as the game ended, there was an immediate explosion on Facebook and Twitter, fans basically saying, thanks, Tigers, for a great season. It was great to be at the World Series party. We'll see you in the spring. What thoughts would you like to share about what the fans mean to your family?
Well, it's wonderful that you noted that, Cindy, because I noted the same thing, and I just think our fans are phenomenal. They're positive, they're optimistic, they're appreciative, they get it. What the fans mean to our family is really everything, because I know it may sound strange, but we're fans, and we consider ourselves fans, and we started as fans. My father bought the team in 1992, so we have been fans for a long time. Prior to my father becoming an owner, and now, of course, we all wear many hats in that regard, but the fans are just tremendous.
As part of the Ilitch family, you must be so proud of the fact that your team drew over 3 million fans this year. That's virtually a sellout for every game. It says so much about the depth of passion that fans have for the Tigers, and they do as well for the Red Wings.
That's right, and we've got great players to watch. I mean, Miguel Cabrera, I mean, he made history this year with his triple crown, and watching Verlander and Prince Fielder and all of the wonderful players. I mean, it's really been an incredible, incredible season, and certainly one of the most successful seasons that I've seen since we've been associated with the team.
What has it been like for you and your family sitting there in that suite watching as owners and as fans as the pressure builds? Who is the most anxious during the big games in the family?
Well, I think that we all are. It's really kind of a bittersweet feeling because we traveled with the team. We traveled to Oakland. We traveled to San Francisco, to New York. And so on the positive side, it was a wonderful experience to be with our family, to take time to be together, to bond, to be cheering for the team, and to experience sitting in the other arenas, so to speak, when you're the lone or very few Detroit fans, not the lone fans, but certainly not many Detroit fans. And so that was very positive. But obviously, we just sit there like every other fan and live and breathe every pitch and get frustrated and get disappointed and, you know, why did they do that? So we're really no different. But at the end, you know, we were very disappointed, but yet still very pleased and very proud of a great season.
And as everyone was saying on Facebook and Twitter, we'll see you in the spring.
Yeah, everyone was saying, you know, opening day. What were they saying, Cindy? Something like 103 days away from opening day or something like that.
There you go. Detroit sports fans are nothing if not resilient, right? And owners, right?
That's right. Oh, you have to be.
Denise Ilitch, thanks for talking with us today in Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Denise Ilitch's father has owned the Detroit Tigers since 1992. And this afternoon, ace pitcher Justin Verlander took to Twitter to speak to his fans with this message. And here's a quote. "You guys deserve better from us, and our pledge is to get right to work to make sure we're back again in 13. Thank you."